you know, a lot of people think that the Jews believe in the Old Testament, don't they? Oh, the Jews believe the Torah. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd be a wealthy man. But you know what Jesus said? He said, well, if you believed Moses, you would have believed me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? And you say, well, I don't know if that's what I meant. Okay, well, case in point, what's the book of Exodus about? Why is it called Exodus? What does Exodus mean? You're leaving Egypt, right? What's it about? It's about how they were what? What were they in Egypt? Slaves. They're in the house of bondage, right? Okay, so what did the Jews say to Jesus in John chapter 8? We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How say ye then, ye shall be made free? You know what they're doing there? They're letting it slip out that they don't actually believe Exodus. Isn't that what they're doing? They're letting that slip out by saying, well, we were never in bondage. Really? Because your entire Torah that you proclaim as your most exalted scripture are called the books of Moses, and they're all about Moses leading you out of Egypt. We were never in bondage to any man. You know what they're saying? We don't believe the Bible. And you know what? If you talk to today's Christ-rejecting Jews, you know what they'll tell you? They don't believe that the Hebrews were ever slaves in Egypt. They don't. Ask them. Go to your Jewish scholar. Go to your rabbis. Hey, we've done it. We talked to the rabbis. We asked them about Bible stories. We asked them about Genesis. We asked them about creation, evolution, Big Bang. We were making our marching design film. Folks, they don't believe the Torah at all. And that's the book that they claim is the most inspired by God is Genesis through Deuteronomy. They don't believe in it. Even to the point where they don't even believe that they were even in bondage to any man. And they have all these theories about how, you know, well, we just think maybe, you know, the Jews spent some time in Egypt. Not the Jews, of course. They back then they were called the Israelites or the Hebrews. But they'll say, you know, we just believe that, you know, they migrated from Egypt into Canaan, you know, around like, you know, 1300 BC, or you know, they have just this watered down. They don't believe in the 10 plagues. They don't believe. What did they say? We're never in bondage to any man. They miss it, folks. So don't go to the Jews to figure out what Exodus means. Go to the New Testament to figure out what Exodus means. Jesus is on every page. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.